setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. It's not all about you. Sounds like it, doesn't it? Well, it's all about who you are supposed to influence. What is your contribution? So while we focus on who you are, what you do best, and what you love to do most, and what you want to do, and where you want to go, and why you want to be there, that's not a selfish pursuit. It is a selfless pursuit if it is on purpose, because we are to become who we were created to be for the benefit of others. That is what makes this world a special place. When we are giving of ourselves, and what work we were created to do is on benefit, or is a benefit for others. And so that's what we're about. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. If you're new to the show, we're going to look at what you do best and what you love to do most. How can you use what you do best as a tool, if you will, to perform the work that you love to engage in and create a result that you're deeply proud of? But that's what we look at. That's the sweet spot. 844-747-2577. If you're at a crossroads, well, we'll help you look at those options. If you're confused, we're going to help you with clarity. If you're scared, oh, we're going to give you some confidence. So let's go. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Wilanda, who is on the line in Irving, Texas. Wilanda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yes, Mr. Coleman. How are you today?
I am living the dream.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
How do I help?
Well, I am a 55-year-old woman that has worked for a large communications company for the past 27 years. I was offered a buyout package, which I have taken. My last day is next Friday.
All right.
And I have several things that I'm very passionate about. And I'm a little panicked about leaving my comfort zone here and moving into something different. But I'm a little panicked about it, and I just wanted to get some information from you about what you think I should do to move forward.
Okay, well, let's first talk about whether or not you should truly be panicked. When you got a buyout, okay, what does that do for you financially? How long could you go without working?
A year.
Oh, my gosh. Wilanda, can we celebrate, please? Way to go, Wilanda. You just took a buyout for a year. So you've and the way I look at it is, the word panic should never enter your mind again as it relates to what you're facing. Now we focus on passion. What is it that you have always wondered about? You thought, well, if I could do this, or had this happened this way, what would you do if I could give it to you tomorrow and money wasn't an object or no qualifications, it was just boom, you get to do this. What would you want to do?
Well, I do have three things that I'm very passionate about right now. Health and wellness is one of the things I'm passionate about, helping people using essential oils, which I've started messing around making some skincare products and body lotions and things like that.
Great.
Helping people out with that kind of thing.
Okay.
I've looked into what it will take for me to get my certifications to become a health and wellness coach.
Okay.
I've also always loved to speak and have a show maybe like yours.
Okay.
Or some type of a broadcasting show where I'm on the radio or people can hear me and I'm able to help and just
What would you speak about? What would be your area of focus, how you would be helping folks?
Would be also in the health and wellness.
Okay, great.
Profession.
Okay, great. All right. Now what's number three?
The third thing is voiceovers, podcasting, and things like that.
Okay, great. So here's what's interesting. I could actually see all three of these things combining over the next year, and you kind of test some things out. What would you need to make financially a year from now? What kind of money do you need to be bringing in?
A year from now, I would need to be bringing in at the very least what I'm currently making at my position.
Which is?
which is about $70,000 a year.
Okay, so now we've got to be super realistic about earning $70,000 a year in this space. So I can tell you right now, let's just go through the list. Health and wellness, if you're actually employed in the health and wellness area, I think you can make that kind of money. We got to figure out, is it something you're on the side doing right now and earning that kind of money? I think that's a long shot. I want to be really honest with you. And I think you understand that. Doesn't mean you stop doing it on the side. It just means, what are the health and wellness positions that Wolanda is qualified for based on 27 years? You've got a very robust body of work if you talk about how valuable you are. So I'd like to see you use the proximity principle, which says in order to do what you want to do, you got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. Let's talk about the people. I want you to make sure you try to find a handful of people who are full-time employed and actually successful in the nutritional, health and wellness, beauty, I don't care. Do you understand what I'm saying? Could be a makeup artist at a makeup counter, you know? You talk about Irving and Dallas, Texas, very high-end areas there. So, you know, what space would you love to be in? And so I want you to go to coffee, lunch, you talk to these people, these women, whoever they are, and you do some research on all the potential positions you'd be interested in, because that would be your next step, potentially. Once you get the clarity on what the role is, what it's like day to day, and then you're going to go, okay, this confirms yes or this confirms no. So you need to do that first. Then we want to get her in the places where this health and wellness stuff is happening. So what are some of the great health and wellness spas or beauty areas and where you frequent or whatever? And you want to go in and start meeting those people. And you're just going to learn. Look and see if they're hiring. Do you have some transferable skills and transferable experience to get you in that industry? Doesn't mean it's the dream job, but Wolanda, it could be the next step, and you might get hired in the next 30, 45, 50, 60 days, whatever, or 3-4 months from now, if you're taking your time and doing a lot of research, and all of a sudden you're going to look up, Wolanda, and you're in the space you want to be in, and then you might start a voiceover side business where you're doing voiceover work, because that's going to take time. You can launch a website there, or maybe you start a weekend radio show. That's how I got started. Maybe you do a health and wellness radio show on one of your talk stations there. They'll ask you to pay to play, but if you can afford it, go for it. You know, and so you may keep that side business going while you're doing all the things I just described. And Wolanda, now all of a sudden you look up, and by getting that full-time job in the health and wellness space or beauty space, it takes the pressure off for you to continue to develop the plan going forward. Because you're 55, you got plenty of time to do this, but I want to see you use proximity, that proximity principle, the right people plus the right places equals opportunity for Wolanda. And folks, that's all she's got to do. She's got a year, so there's no pressure, but we want to be intentional and purposeful to identify multiple different roles, multiple different spaces within health and wellness or within that beauty space. This is all about research. Stage two. I know what I want to do. That's the discovery. She's through stage one. Stage two is research. And research takes a lot of the fear away, because we realize, oh, there's multiple places that I could be in my sweet spot. Multiple things. It's not one job, one role, one career in the sweet spot. That's the beauty. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls right here on The Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Welcome back, America, to a conversation about you, what you were created to do. Let's figure it out and then come up with a plan to make the dream job a reality. It's very much alive. The dream is still very much alive. But I am here to tell you that fear and doubt and pride are the three ugly, nasty, devious enemies
and they're trying to hold you back, and I'm going to shine the light on those nasty creatures, and they will scurry to the corner of the room, I promise. You have the answers to what the dream is. I can help you with a plan to get there, I promise. But you just have to believe. And if you don't have a lot of belief, borrow some of mine. It's free, no interest. You do not have to pay it back. So essentially, I'm not letting you borrow anything. I got to stop saying borrow. I'm just going to give you my belief. What are we talking about? It's a gift. How many of you have ever had somebody just give the gift of belief? Come on. I'm feeling that juice right now. As I think back, a quick rewind of my life, somebody who's just put enormous belief right in your lap, just giving it to you. Oh, that's good. And so that's what we're doing here. 844-747-2577. I'm fired up. Watch out. Shane is joining us in Fort Worth, Texas. Shane, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
How you doing?
Shane, thanks for hanging on. I'm living the dream. What's happening?
Well, I called in because I lost my job yesterday.
Oh,
and
man.
A self-destructive evaluation test, the Gallup strength test.
Oh, yeah, StrengthFinders 2.0.
Yeah, yeah, and it says that I would be good at, you know, teamwork, uplifting people, just a general area of just, you know, a good team player. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to fall in the same routine of trying to find the same job I dislike in the first place just to make money coming in.
I agree.
I'm just kind of trying to figure out what job using those talents would be fitting.
Well, so
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, that test spit out 5 strengths, okay?
Yeah.
And you just gave me teamwork and uplifting others, but I
like if Peter died, I'd tell you all of them. It's
yeah, real quick, hit me with those.
Let me see if I can get my computer to work again.
Oh, don't worry about it. We got to keep moving. We're live. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
it's a strength, teamwork, uplifting individual, initiative, hardworking, and so on.
Yeah. So those are qualities. But I want to know your abilities. What are your hard skills? What are the top 2 skills you bring to the workplace?
Like I said, I'm a team player. I like helping.
No. I want to know a skill. I'm really good at doing this. What is it?
That's what I don't know.
That's not true.
That's my ultimate question.
Shane, that's just simply not true. What have you always been good at? What has always come easy to you, whether it be in school or early on? Just you saw other people struggle with this task or this type of function, and you didn't struggle with it. What is it?
Talking, being outgoing.
Okay, great. All right, now let's shift gears real quick. What do you love to do? You think about this, and your heart gets a little excited when you're in the middle of doing this.
I love talking to people.
Talking to people. Time flies when you're talking to people, huh?
Yes, sir.
What do you love to talk to people about?
How their day is going, just universal information, you know.
What do people compliment you on after they're done talking to you?
That they just, they had a good experience. They felt comfortable, they felt relaxed, they didn't feel like it was, you know. I've worked in banking all my life.
Do you give advice?
No.
You just listen to people and make them feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What would you do tomorrow? And I want you to stop thinking. You're thinking too hard. I want you to let your heart answer this question. If I give you a gig tomorrow, making the money you need to make and a little bit more, you know you could not fail at it. What would you do? What would be a dream day for you? You go, my goodness, Ken gave me this job and I feel like I'm stealing. What is it? Say it.
I guess be a counselor.
Say it again?
I guess be a counselor.
Okay, who would you want to counsel? Who would you want to counsel? Tell me. Now this is where your heart really comes in, Shane. Who are the people you most want to help through counseling? What is the problem you would love to be a part of solving through counseling?
Whatever their issues are.
Okay, nothing specific.
I mean, school counselor or just...
Why'd you say school counselor? Why'd that pop in your mind?
I don't know. I just thought in my head, you know, talking to kids, helping them figure out what they want to do with their lives.
Right, but that popped in your head for a reason. What about your history, your past, your story made your brain pull that from the deep, dark database?
I guess because when I was in school, I had a good school counselor that really helped me know what I wanted to do, what pathway I needed to go
to graduate. Exactly right. And all that. There it is.
Who is that person? What's their name?
Her name was a Shipley. I don't even think she's at school. She works at the school anymore. But
yeah. So how would it feel to be a Miss Shipley to somebody else?
That would be great.
Okay. So I want you to play that out over the next couple of days. What does it take for you to get qualified? How long is that going to take? How much is it going to cost? What would that look like? Start hanging around with the Miss Shipleys. Get her on the phone if she's still around. Talk to her. You need to talk to people who are doing what you think you want to do. This is the proximity principle at its core. To do what you want to do, Shane, if you want to be a counselor to young people on the high school or community college or college level, you want to listen to them, comfort them, encourage them, get around people who are doing that, and watch them, observe them. Do a research paper on what they do, how they do it, why they do it. Does that connect with your heart? Because if you get that clarity, you are clarifying what is involved, and then you will verify whether or not it is, in fact, what you want to do. That's your next step. That's your homework assignment. And I suspect, Shane, you're going to get a lot of confirmation that you want to be a professional listener, a professional encourager. I think that's what you were created to do. I feel it. I believe it. But you got to go confirm it. And I just told you how. Rebecca joins us in Moses Lake, Washington. Rebecca, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you on. What's going on?
So I am a stay-at-home mom to two girls. I haven't had a job since high school, and I'm looking into starting a virtual assisting business.
Yeah.
I have an associate's in medical assisting, and I'm getting a bachelor's with certificates in social media marketing, administrative assistance, and commercial fundamentals.
Nice.
I just don't know how to start because everyone wants 5 years of experience, you know?
Yeah, but if I understood you correctly, you're not just looking for an administrative assistant role. You're trying to start your own business that is a, if I understood you right, is a remote kind of an e-assistant. And so you're offering not just your services, but the idea is eventually you have other people who are filling this role and you're kind of brokering that relationship. Am I understanding that?
I think I would like to do it by myself for a while.
That's what I thought. Okay, good. That's the best thing. Okay, good. Because that was going to be my advice. Forget about starting a business that involves placing other people. Let's just get you to a situation. Why do you feel like you've got to start it as your own business versus going to work for some amazing companies who are already doing this? So just putting yourself in the roster and all of a sudden you have an executive who picks you and you go to work and you're not worried about anything other than just serving that executive well.
Yeah.
Why would you do it on your own? Try to find your own executive who hires you and you do it remotely versus going to work for, again, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about here. Belay, B-E-L-A-Y, is one of the leaders in the industry, if not the number one virtual assistant company in America. And I know the owners.
Okay.
Brian and Shannon Miles, they're world class. In fact, you could call Belay today and say, Ken Coleman sent me there. This is not an advertisement. They're not paying me to say this. I actually know these people and they're really good at what they do. So why wouldn't you just get qualified and go work for them? And then if you want to do it for yourself later, once you get in and get the experience, then I'm okay with that. But I just think that's the better move. Am I missing something?
No, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, start with them. And here's the deal. Just so people know, I'm not advertising them right now. Go search other companies that are competitors to Belay. And sign up with them and see who's the best experience, the best fit. But they'll hire you and they'll connect you to an executive or to somebody who needs that virtual assistant work. And boy, oh boy, you're off and running.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Rebecca. I expect you to contact at least two or three of those virtual assistant companies today. Yes?
Okay. Yes.
Get after it. Way to go, Rebecca.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to get more clarity for more of you coming right up. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you.
This is where America hangs out to talk about purpose. How do I figure out what my purpose is? And then if I do figure it out, how do I make it a reality? Well, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. That is why we're here. Taking talk radio by storm because everybody's going, what is this? Wait a second. You're not going to talk about Washington, D.C. and its impact on my dream? No. So, you know, what makes this fun is like, it's come one, come all. We don't care what your political persuasion is. What we care about is what your purpose is. So if you're looking for another show about somebody firing you up and getting you angry, this is not it. If you're looking for a show that fires you up and gets you on purpose, now you have arrived. Because this is what we do. It's all about you. You were created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed. It also means that you must do it. So now it's not just feeling good about ourselves that we matter. It's we better get about the business of mattering. In other words, we want to do work that matters to us because we know the results are for others. 844-747-2577. If you're stuck, confused, scared, down, defeated, this show's for you. We can help you. Let's get that Mount Everest clear so we can get our heads up, looking forward. And then we'll come up with a path to get you up to the top of your Mount Everest. The American dream is alive and your dream job is closer than you think. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Christy next. Is La Vida, Colorado is where Christy is. Christy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you?
Christy, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
Okay, so I live in very rural Colorado, southern Colorado. Mm-hmm. I am 11 weeks pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
And thank you. My husband has a ranch job, and we've been really lucky that his job comes with housing, so I've been able to have the freedom to start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
However,
which is what?
It's more of a side hustle.
What's your business?
Wildlife control.
Now, what does that mean? I am such a city slicker. You're going to have to bring me around. What does that mean?
So we do, like, if there are raccoons in your attic or something like that, then we come and we relocate them.
I see. You give rascal relief. Critter control.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I like that. I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, keep going.
And so originally, I'm just getting it started until it's successful enough for him to take over.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's more of a side hustle, so mm-hmm. I'm kind of backwards. I'm looking to, you know, get a day job because I can still do that business on the weekends.
Yeah, sure.
However, there's one job that we have right now that's 6 weeks long, so I would have to find a career that would allow me to take a 6 week break, you know what I mean, during that summer job.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to let you keep going. I've got a thought, but I want you to keep rolling.
Okay. So, I was also thinking, you know, when I have my baby, I want to be a stay-at-home mom for the first few years until they're in school. And then I was thinking of going back to school while they're starting school as well.
Why would you go back to school?
I guess just to find what I'm passionate about.
No. We don't go to school to try to figure it out. We figure it out, and then we figure out if school is a part of the deal. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. We don't go to school to figure it out. We go, what is it that you really want to do? And so we got multiple layers here in this question. Okay.
Yes.
So you need to find a day job that gives you the summer off to be able to do critter control, right? Or this
right.
one particular big critter control client.
Yes.
So, you know, the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head, and you can go do your homework on this. You really don't need me to brainstorm. This is just you getting out there and doing some good old fashioned research. But if you're working in the school system, whether that be a teacher's assistant, or you're working in the office of a school system in some type of administrative support role, that would give you your summers off. So that's the first thing that pops in my mind because it's a day job. You know what I mean? So it's bringing in some money. It's stable. Probably get some benefits with that. And then you got your summers off and you go get rid of all them critters. And boy, that's such a fun word to say, by the way. Critters. and so I think that's one idea, but I don't want to spend any time on that because I think you can handle that. The thing I want to talk about is what is it that you really want to do? What do you think about? What do you wonder about? What's something that when you were even a younger gal, you know, maybe middle school or even elementary school or high school or 2 weeks ago, you go, if there was no risk and I was guaranteed success and I just wanted to try something, what would I try? Does anything pop in your mind when I ask you that?
It would probably be counseling.
Uh-oh, I love this. Tell us why. What's your why?
Well, I have had some pretty abnormal challenges that I've had to get through in my life. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, that things happen for a reason, and that reason is to help somebody else get through it.
You bet. You nailed it, Christy. Out of your pain has come a deep passion. So who is it that you most want to give counseling to?
Probably domestic violence victims.
Okay. Now, how clear are you on that on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being I can't see 2 feet in front of me, 10 being it's the clearest thing I've ever thought of.
If I had to skip schooling, it would be perfect, but I'm terrified.
Now forget. No. I see where you're going. And by the way, that's why I'm on the show right now. I'm here to shut your doubt down. Your fear and doubt are lying to you. I didn't ask you that. I asked you if you knew you could not fail and forget schooling and all that. Let's forget schooling, actually. Let's play with this. You took me there. Okay. Let's stay there. I snap my fingers right now, and you're a counselor tomorrow. How clear is that for you?
Crystal clear.
There it is. So you're going to have to do school. There's just no way around this. You're going to have a degree to get into counseling. But I think because you love it and there's a deep abiding passion that comes from your own pain, I think you can get through it. I know you got kiddos or, you know, a kiddo on the way. I know there's all these things, but I know that a focused Christy is unstoppable because there's a deep why behind why you want to do counseling. And so I think you just come up with a plan. So this is really, you know, breaking down stage two of my 7 stages. Stage ones get clear. You're very clear. Stage twos get qualified. So we know you're going to have to get a degree and then there's some type of counseling hours and you're going to have to put in some clinical time and some, you know, whatever. I just don't know it, but you can find out if you don't already know it. And so you look at that and you go, okay, if everything is just normal, it's going to take me this amount of time and it's going to cost me this much money. Well, you may not be in a normal situation, all right? So then you go, okay, how many different ways can I get there based on time and money? How much money I can put into it, which then adjusts my time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so here's the deal, Christy. You get super clear on that, and it's not so scary because you go, okay, this is one path, this is another path, and this is another path. All of the paths lead you to this purpose, this is what I want to do, and this is why. Purpose always answers the question, why am I here? Why do I want to do this? Because I've overcome some things, and I know that I have the scars and the memories and the techniques and the stories, and I've got the success stories. I experience victory. I'm no longer a victim, and I can give that away, and I'm supposed to give that away. Now, that is what you hold on to. In this season, it may take you multiple years. You don't take your eye off of your heart. Your heart is revealing everything, and it'll keep you in the game. Love, love, love your story, Christy. And I believe in you. I know you're going to get there. It may take a little bit of time, but you and the Hubs get on the same page, make a financial plan, which will then dictate your calendar of when you're going to arrive there. And oh, by the way, life may throw a couple curveballs at you, but that doesn't have to stop you. It might slow you down, but you've got that vision. You've got your why. Love that story.
Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. More coming right up.
Well, welcome back, America, the show that is dedicated to helping you become the real you, the you that the world needs to see. Not somebody else's version of you. Not the lie of fear and doubt version of you. Not the beaten down version of you. So many people dealing with so many things. These voices, these limiting beliefs in your head. The limiting belief of fear. It says you don't have any way possible to get where you want to go without financial failure. That's a lie. The fear that says people are going to make fun of you. People are going to say, what is wrong with you? You've lost your mind. They're not going to accept your decision. The doubt of, I don't have what it takes. I know what I want to do. At one point or some points, I believe I can and should do it, but most of the time I don't have it, and I'm delusional. That's doubt. Pride, which says, I don't need any help. I don't want any help. I'm not going to ask for any help. If I can't do it on my own, I'm not going to do it at all. Well, newsflash to those of you overwhelmed by pride, there's no man or woman on the planet who's been successful that's done it on their own. So get over yourself. 844-747-2577. It's a caller-driven show. It is your show. It's all about you. You have the answers, I promise. It's my job to ask you questions, listen, take notes, and help you realize who you really are. All right, let's go next to Bailey, who's on the line in Chicago. Bailey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. Okay. Let's try this line. Bailey's on the line. There we go. I hit the wrong button. Bailey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call today.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I'm all in all trying to figure out if I should stay with my current employer or if I should try to venture out and do something else.
Why are you wondering this?
So, all in all, I'm kind of at that one-year mark with my current job. I've been a recruiter for that time frame. But my manager and I have a tendency to butt heads quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is because he's actually in a different state, but my entire executive team is in my office.
Mm-hmm.
I've done really well as a recruiter, and my manager's been entirely hands-off. So when we do connect, it's probably not the most ideal situation since the executive team is trying to direct him in how to manage me. And it's a weird chain of command. But a few months ago, he had asked if I was ever looking for a different job that I would tell him in advance, since we actually have lost 4 people in the last 6 months in this position. So a couple weeks ago, I did tell him that I really wanted to do something more marketing and sales based and that I was actively looking. Quick backstory with that, the executive team has actually allowed me to start doing more projects hands-on with marketing, sales, everything. My boss's response was really negative and a little bit on the arrogant side. He was like, just do whatever you want. It's not like it's my decision anyway. And the executive team wants to try and create a position that would be kind of hybrid-based for me to stay with the company, but I don't really know what to do since I would still have to be interacting with him.
Interesting. This is such a weird dynamic. It's like the executive...
It's horrible.
It's like you're walking around. It's like... It's... This is weird. It's almost like a divorce situation where you split time with the parents. Do you know what I mean? And you got...
I really, thankfully, I've never been through that, but I feel like this is what it would feel like.
Yeah, I've never been through it either, but it's a weird dynamic. And what I mean is that you've got two sets of parents, really, right? You've got, well, when I'm in this house and you're spending most of your time with one group, the executive team, which, by the way, they lead that guy or gal, right?
Exactly.
They're the ones going, boy, we love you, Bailey. We'd like to have move you into this position. So, and then the boss, your boss who's in a different place, he's irritated because they're promoting you and he's got nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Okay. So I think you have to sit down with the executive team because you've already done what your boss asked you to do. You told him, hey, I'm looking at a different role. And the executive team is the one that's kind of pulling you in without even pulling him in, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Well, no, you would say, or is that true or false?
No, it is. They've asked me to sit down with them and kind of draw up what my ideal job would look like, and then we can talk about and see if that's something we could implement as a company.
But they're open to that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like they're trying to include him on what they like. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to understand the dynamic to give you the advice.
I would say it's so strange because he's just a very hands-off person in general.
Right.
A lot of times they will have me report to him about different things that he needed to know, such as like if they're going to let one of my coworkers go.
Right.
And it's just uncomfortable.
Okay. Have you talked with one of those leaders that's above him to say, hey, this is a really weird dynamic?
I have, and they kind of said that's just the way it is.
Oh, okay. Then I think the answer is you should go.
Okay.
That's what I needed to know. What you heard, I was just trying to work through the leadership situation here. And they need to relieve, this is a leadership problem. They need to relieve this weirdness for you. And the fact that you've taken it to them and they're just like, sorry, it's just goofy. It feels like to me the resolution for this for you to stay would be for them to just put you in this new role and you report to somebody else there in the building that you're around all the time, right?
That's kind of what they're looking at doing, but I can't get them to fully commit if I would still be reporting to my current boss or not. They're very wishy-washy about it.
Do they want you to stay around?
They do.
Then you give them an ultimatum.
Okay.
Do you have the financial freedom to really put them in there and leave before you have something else? Because I only recommend that you resign if you have something waiting for you. That's just unless you have the financial freedom to just walk.
I do have other offers that have said if I wanted to start tomorrow that they could draw the paperwork and do that, but I just don't want to bite my nose to spite my face.
Well, how would you be biting your nose despite your face with any of those?
I just don't want to walk away from a job and be like, you know what, if you don't do my way, then I'm leaving. I'm very uncomfortable with that approach, but if that's the best thing you would suggest, then
I never said that. I never said that. I just said, look, you guys get it. You have to give them a clear choice. It's not you demanding anything. You're just going, hey, I'm not comfortable with this. Here's why. I've told you all about it. And your answer was, that's just the way it is. And so I'd like to be here. I like this new role that we're cooking up. But the only way I see it really working and making sense is if you do it this way. Are you all willing to do that? If not, then maybe I should move on. That's not an ultimatum.
Okay.
I'm not being ugly about it. I'm just saying, look, this is what it is. And you may not like that because here's the deal. You heard ugly, and I never said ugly. What I said was, you need to make very clear boundaries on this deal. And I think you're, Bailey, probably a person who doesn't like any form of conflict. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's why you're acting that way. I'm not talking about going in there and you know, being a jerk. But I do think you give them one more chance to say, hey, this just doesn't work. We have ground rules on this stuff. We have a track record here, and I just can't do this. So I'd love to be here, but I think it makes sense for me to report to somebody here, and if not, I'm going to move on. But I just think these other opportunities, if you like them, I'd go that direction. You don't even have to offer an ultimatum. You just go, hey, it's been great. Love you guys. Appreciate the opportunity. I'm out.
Okay.
Because you should be excited to go into work. You should not have this cloud following you around. That's what it is right now for you. You got a cloud over you. And that's organizational leadership. That's an organizational leadership problem. And I don't have a whole lot of hope, Bailey, that it's going to get better. Because you've already taken it up the ladder once and they kind of said, sorry, thanks, appreciate it. Sorry, not sorry. Right? I mean, that's essentially what you got. That's a real strike for me. That's not healthy leadership. Get your options lined up, make sure they're in your sweet spot, and be okay with confronting this going, either this changes or I'm just not a good fit here. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thanks for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show.
For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.